Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Discharge in that war.
Shalom,
Shalom, shalom, children of the Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just checking the board here, make sure I'm getting a signal. Looks like the board's lighting up as I talk. All right, we're getting in 11 already. Hallelujah. Oh, praise Yah. Praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. Here we are on this evening edition of Blog Talk Radio with Teacher Shane, Brother Shane, Disciple of Christ, Child of the Most High. As we hear again tonight, fellowshipping, hallelujah, with the Word, the Most High for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone enjoy the Word yesterday on obedience. That was very good. Very good Word. Very good food. Very good lawful food for us. Because we do serve a Most High Yah. To remain in the kingdom of light, to be in his kingdom, yeah, he has a set of laws, guidelines, precepts, statutes of life for you to abide in. And it's a beautiful thing that he will give you strength if you just submit and humble yourself to obey. And it is a awesome thing to be in this walk and to have the grace and the privilege to obey, to have the laws written in your hearts, written in your minds, something that will guide your feet, your footsteps day by day, that will keep you, you know, in the bonds of life, keep you in the bonds of the living, keep you in, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, in much protection. Much protection. Most High loves his children. Most High loves his children dearly. And his heart towards us is always thoughts of peace. But a lot of people will not receive, you know, the reproof, the correction, the rebuke, whatever it may be, that love has to manifest itself to that person too at that time. But we should be able to always, as the children to Yah, children of Yah, children to Yah, of his seed, be always willing to submit ourselves, to humble ourselves under his word, under his might, under his leading, under his guiding. No matter, you know, who we may think, you know, he has certain mouthpieces that he does set forth. And he has certain men appointed, you know, to serve in certain avenues, in certain administrations. And it is a fearful thing, and I've seen it in times past, you know, when the Most High is speaking through his appointed vessel at the appointed time, when people despise and they reject and they spurn that love. They don't want to receive the love of the truth. And it's not too long after that that the people separate themselves. They say they love Yah, but when Yah is trying to love them, they cannot receive it. So how can you love the Most High if you're not receiving love from the Most High? I mean, this thing is, this realm of communication of love, it is a two-way street. And we're learning how to love. Who is teaching us how to love? Who is guiding us how to love? Who is showing us how to love? It's the Most High through his son, Yeshua. Yeshua is the prominent example and expression of the love of Yah. And we're still yet to extinguish this servant's life, the son's life. Everything that he was, everything that he will be, everything that he has been, we're still learning. We're still desiring as the children of Yah to enter into this fellowship, to enter into this realm of understanding, to have this mind that he had. In this time and this hour, when you have found true family, you better hold on to it and cleave to it with all your might. One thing is under attack in this hour is the family structure. You've heard it so many times before. Yah has set this thing up in an order in his passion, in his time, and in his love toward who? His children, to begot us again. This thing is nothing light to look at, as most of the Christian world would seem to peer upon it and leer at it. In such fashion, they believe in a God that's only on the outside, but we, the children of the Most High Yah, we have the Most High Yah on the inside. We have an eternal blessing building in us, growing in us. While as those out in Christendom, they surf the waves of the temporal. There is no everlasting word abiding in their heart and in their mind. There is no word meshed and engraved in their being. It's just like some fairy tale to most of them, that it is not a life to live. It is not a walk to walk. It is not a talk to talk. But again, those that the Most High Yah has set up to be vessels. Those that he has set up to be vessels to speak his word. You know, I do admonish everyone that is hearing my voice, you know, never to despise. If you hear the shepherd's voice, if you hear Yahweh's voice, the sheep do come running. It's amazing how the goats can't come running to the shepherd's voice. As you heard Pastor say yesterday, you know, he gave a great example of how, you know, some men that will use the name of Christ for their own gain, for their own ammunition, for their to have their name in the limelight, and to have, you know, Yeshua HaMashiach, you know, down there at the bottom in little miniature letters. A lot of them out there are just for their own selfish gain, from their own, and it's sad, and they have a reward coming to them. But those of us who, you know, have been called into this calling, we didn't call ourselves. The Most High Yah has raised us up to be these vessels. And, you know, sometimes it's not willingly. It's not willingly. But by his love and by his mercy and by his grace, do we and are we compelled to minister to you? And we always desire to minister to you by his Spirit, not to exalt ourselves in any manner, because as you heard and as Paul claimed, you know, even though I am set up in this administration, I know myself that I am nothing. That we, the ministers of Yah, death is working in us so that life can work in you. We're here ministering life. And as we undergo death, which to us, as the ministers of Yah, this is the thing that leads and guides us and helps us to minister to you, life. This thing is on it's on a plumb line. It's on a balance, and it is wonderful in our eyes. If we would just submit our minds and our hearts to his word, to his leading, to to his guiding, to his nurturing. And many of us need to really, 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 really get into the, get our being, our whole being, into a state of trusting him. That is one thing I see in a lot of believers. They have not crossed the threshold of trust. They're still suspicious, even with the Most High. And this is not a good thing. You know, surrender in this walk, death in this walk, to me, as the years go on, I see it more glorious. I see it more beautiful. I see that, as you know, death that used to be my enemy, now in this walk, death is no longer an enemy. But I see death working in me. I know death is working in us. But I know in me, in my being, I know you that receive the word in your being, there is a word that is going to help you to consist past this world. That when this fleshly body ceases, you will not cease. You that is joint heirs with Yeshua, you that is grafted into his being, grafted into his life, you share in his glory, you share in his hope, you share in his faith. And this is a wonderful thing if you have been made partakers of this. As we've been reading in Hebrews chapter 6, to be made partakers of this and then turn away from it, turn you back on it after you have tasted, after you have embraced family, you've embraced love, you embraced the fellowship of the brethren, you've embraced something that filled that emptiness all your life. You're at a point now where you felt joy like you never felt joy. You've got hope where you never had any hope. And this was not of your own doings, but this was the greater one in you, expressing himself in you, allowing you to partake of his nature, of his spirit, of his life. And it's sad that some will take it and put it down and go back to the weak and beggarly elements of this world. Go back to the slopping trough. Go back to the wallowing and the dying vomit. When we really look at this, you know, where we have been, where we are now, we are got to be and must be a most grateful people. Every minute, every hour, every day should be a thank you. Because, you know, there is things out there in this world trying to take that thank you out of your mouth, trying to take that thank you out of your heart, trying to crush the hallelujahs and bless Yahweh and thank you, Jesus, and everything that you can extol him with. There's everything out there trying to steal it from you daily, for every minute, every second. But we, with the power of Yahweh, the spirit of Yahweh, we overcome that. And we, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what's going on, we will still say, without you, Most High, we can do nothing. We say, hallelujah, bless your holy name, Most High, forever and ever. There is no one like, there is no Yah beside you. I know not one. Beside all that's going on around you, all the calamity and all the drama, there's still time to sit back, take a breath, and just thank the Most High Yah. And it's a beautiful thing to be allowed to breathe. Hallelujah. And to really, really it have substance. To a hallelujah that involves your body, your soul, and your spirit, your whole being. It is expressing the hallelujah, the thank you, Jesus, the praise be to the Most High. When it has substance, when it has linked width, height, and breadth. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing for to rise up in our being and to extol him and to always bring remembrance to him, with him, and to sup with him. Yeah, we've been in Hebrews, saints of the Most High, Yah, going over a little bit in chapter 6, you know, a little bit beforehand. Those that have tasted the, you know, the wonderful things of Yah and turned away, been made partakers of the Holy Spirit. We've been in Hebrews chapter 6. And we're about to close it up, hopefully, by, I don't know, you know, I just go, you know, by the Spirit, how to minister. You know, I don't have nothing preconceived. Might have a few scriptures or a few verses written down, but I really don't have no format beforehand. You know, and the other day, I went back and went to look, you know, I said, I just wonder when we started, you know, this journey through the book of Hebrews. And I finally found out, I think it was, we started the book of Hebrews in July of 2015. To the best of my knowledge, through my research, I think it was in July we started this journey. And here we are now in Hebrews chapter 6, and we're still going on in this journey. And you know, I'm going along with this as well as you are. You know, Pastor always says, you know, when he is ministering, you know, nothing's, you know, structured, nothing's preconceived. He just waits, you know, on the leading of the Spirit. And that's a beautiful thing, to let the Spirit lead you. Because if he does lead you, then this for a doubt, you know, gives an assurity in your heart that you're a son of Yah. Hallelujah. 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 But praise be to the Most High Yah. But, you know, it's amazing. We're here in Hebrews chapter 6, and it's almost like an intermission between, you know, as we was in talking about Melchizedek, now we go into this, and it talks about, you know, the Hebrews, the children of Yah, those that were made partakers of it here. You know, and it says it is impossible to renew them again. And I'm like, whew, that is a fearful thing to look at it. So if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, they crucify themselves, the Son of Yah, afresh, and put him to an open shame. But it says, you know, these people that, you know, that have this type of fruit, you know, that bear thorns and briars, is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But it has a strong consolation, which we have been into the last few teachings. A strong consolation. Strong consolation. Even though it says, you know, these people that have immersed themselves in this and they turned away from it, this is an admonishment. This is an exhortation for you not to go that way. You as children of the Most High Yah. You that are immersed, as I will say again, in this order. We've been talking about the order of Melchizedek, which we have pretty much through the word know that this is Yeshua HaMashiach. Everything that he did as he was here on his earth was after an order. It was after a priesthood. It was after a priestly matter. It was there in the beginning. And here we are returning it back again in the end. And we see through that how the Most High Yah, through, you know, showing us first that which is natural, then that which is spiritual, you see that he raised up the Levitical priesthood, you know, for a certain amount, a certain dispensation to be the holy priesthood. But he also showed us in that, he showed us that the worldly sanctuary was temporal. He showed us how the flesh, through all that, it was there for an example. It was there for our learning. It was there not in vain. But he showed us first that which is natural. He showed everything, you know, he showed the weakness of the flesh man. And he brought it to a pinnacle, brought it to a point, and brought it to his zenith, to where it was perfect entrance for his son to come in and to repair this breach. And it's a beautiful thing that the Most High Yah has set up. I mean, when you read from Genesis to Revelation, have many of us read this in an agricultural type of, you know, setting that we see in Genesis, seed time? And as we read from Genesis and we move on from book to book, chapter to chapter, and we start nearing Revelation, we see that it is in the end, and that we're close to the harvest, and then it speaks of the harvest. And there is a lot to be gleaned under that fashion, the way the Most High Yah has fashioned things in this manner. So he's trying to teach his children some profound things, which just simple natural instances. Yeshua, when he was on this earth, he spoke to them in parables. And his parables was always in relation, you know, to things of the natural. But those that were walking in the spirit, they knew truly. They would look behind the veil of the natural and see where he was moving in the spirit. And that's why we need to start looking at this book. You know, many people look at it as a Bible, as a book, you know, and it's just full of words and full of sayings. No, as time goes on, I look at it as a chronology of life, as a covenant of life. It is a testimony of life. And all through it, it's showing us in many ways how to walk and how to talk. And in itself, you know, it's pushing us towards the greatest law of all, which, you know, Yeshua said, you know, the pinnacle of all of this, it's just all of it stands under two commandments: love Yahweh, thy Elohim, with all thy heart, mind, body, soul, everything that you are, and then love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, this whole covenant of love, this whole kingdom of love, it's desiring us to constantly immerse ourselves into it. And that's why we've been in the book of Hebrews so deeply, so richly, because this book is so rich to the children of Yah that they can understand. And I know there's a lot of sects out there in Christianity that says this book needs to be taken out. It should not be part of it, but it is in there for a reason. It is a letter written to us, the Hebrews. If we really look at the way the layout is written, as I said before, a letter to the Corinthians, a letter to the Ephesians, a letter, you know, to the saints here and the saints there, then all of a sudden we see a letter written to the whole, the Hebrews. The Hebrews. Hebrews. And as we've been in chapter 6, it says, you know, calling us beloved, the children, the Hebrews, you are beloved. I love using that word. I call my brothers and my sisters a lot of beloved. I say my beloved brother Ugly, and my beloved brother Steve, and my beloved sister Wenda, and, you know, and it goes on and on. You know, it's a beautiful word to say. Why? Because that word, he introduced it to me because he called me beloved. And because, you know, I receive that and trust him as being in the beloved, I can call my brothers and sisters beloved. And we need to receive this love and be loved. This is the only thing that's going to get us through. It's going to get us through, knitting us together in this purpose. But, you know, as we was last time, last blog talk, talking about the persuasion, we, the ministers of Yah, those with one another, we should be persuaded of one another of better things. things that accompany salvation. And in this manner, in this mindset, this is why we speak to one another in the way we do. That's why we build up one another in the most holy faith. We speak to one another the things of Yah, the love of Yah. We encourage one another daily. Daily. A lot of us are going through certain trials, certain tests. But our mindset should always be that these trials and these tests are there perfecting us, molding us, getting us more mature. More mature. We're going to, the Most High desires us at a place of perfection. And that perfection is not that damn definition of the world, but He wants His children to be complete. And the only way that we can be complete is we got to receive the complete. And Yah is complete. Everything that we got to receive, everything that He is, the complete word. It's got to be resonating in our being, in our mind, in our soul. It should be emanating in everything that we do. When we out in the job field, we work like no other people work. We have a passion. We have a drive. We have a purpose. We have hope. The other people out in the world outside of Yah, they have no hope. They work in sorrow. They work in selfishness. They work in rejection. But we, the people of Most High Yah, we work in joy. We work I could go on and on and on and on. When we wake up every day, we wake up victorious. And when we go to lay our head on the pillow, we still are victorious. But even though we're still in a test, in a trial, we're still undergoing perfection, we're still victorious. Why? Because He is victorious. He is the victor. He triumphed over them in it. And we've got to keep that first and foremost in our mind. We will win, and we have won. If Yah be for us, who can be against us? So I'm persuading you of better things. These are the words that you should take and go, oh yeah, and grab it and clench it and take it on day by day. Take this flame with you. Take this oil and put it in your lamp and keep it burning. This is the oil that should be in our lamps, His word. Lamp unto our feet, light unto our path. It is the flame. It is the wick. It is the fuel itself. We got to also know that as we labor in love, the word tells us not to be weary in well-doing. But if you endure, you will reap in due time. Saints of the Most High, I don't think that you're working in vain. It says, Yah is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. That's all our labor. Especially me, when I go to Walmart, I'm in a labor of love. Because I'm not working for Walmart. I got a family here that I love, that I cherish, that this setting, this life, I will take nothing for it. So with my the labor that is in me, the strength that is in my body, I am going to perform labor that I can provide for my brothers and sisters in this manner. Well, whether what platform, whatever, what venue, I give of myself. I give of myself. Maybe sometimes I'm so sleepless, I'm tired, but I still give of myself because I have others in my mind. I have my family in my mind. I have their needs in my mind. This is a family. This is not all about the one, but it is about the one, but we are one. And we need to get in that mind as we are family. We're here for one another. As Yeshua was here for us, the Hebrews, the children. And there is a desire from us, and there is a desire from that should be from every one of you, that you show the diligence and have full assurance of the hope until the time when your course is finished. Because the end of our faith is always going to be the salvation of our soul. There is an appointed time for every one of us. Let us get to that appointed time when we can say, you know, the course that Yah has set for us. We can say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. You know, as Yeshua said when he was on the tree, it is so. Whatever the Most High has you, whatever manner, if you don't know whatever, he will reveal it unto you. You keep it unto the end. You take that talent and multiply it. It's for the family. The whole family benefits when this offering of love is in a communal form. When it is in oneness of mind and oneness of spirit. Well, we're persuaded, and I'm persuading you, saints of the Most High God, don't be slothful. Well, we shall inherit the promises. It is given to the Hebrews. It is forever etched. Forever etched. How do we know this? Well, we're in Hebrews 6:13. Listen to this. Hebrews 6:13, as we continue on, says, for when Yah made promises to Abraham, this chapter of Hebrews, even though it's kind of in the center, it's almost like in this letter, it's a transition point. Of all that we have read up to then we use this as a token for us to keep persevering. Just as Yeshua persevered unto the end. I mean, he fought great odds. He didn't fight his own flesh. It is heard in the garden itself. He feared. He had that great battle in that garden. But once he said, not my will, but thy will, then the work was our... It was sealed. It was sealed. It was sealed. And this walk needs to be sealed in us, no matter what comes at us. So we, with patience, with faith and patience, inherit the promises. But for when Yah made promises to Abraham, listen to this, made promise to Abraham. Notice that he was in the beginning. Let me use that word, Alpha. Part of the Alpha. Like Yeshua said, I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. I as a teacher, I'm really, you know, trying to really expand our knowledge and our understanding through this administration of looking at the words that are presented for us in this word a little more deeper. A little bit more deeper, because a lot of things, they're just not taken to heart. They're not meditated on. They don't have no substance. And I'm trying to bring to my brothers and my sisters substance. Things, you know, that would be nourishing to your spirit, nourishing to your soul. Just as the word was brought forth yesterday, it was nourishing to your spirit. Nourishing unto your soul. You had something of substance to put into your bag. You had light. You know, light. You had your light boldened to make it through the rest of the week and to the next Shabbat. It's a beautiful thing. But it says, you know, if we, through faith and patience, we inherit the promises, then look at this account. When Yah made promise to Abraham, notice this, he's using an example. When he made promise to Abraham, and we all know that Abraham, he's been called the father of faith. He pretty much set forth a pattern. Most High Yah used this vessel to set forth patterns in the Word, set forth, you know, certain things to grow in a certain manner. He planted Abraham in the garden so that it would yield this fruit and that fruit. We really look at it in the form that Most High Yah would look at it, as he has spoken to us in this last hour by his Son. His Son, when he spoke in parables, he always used agricultural things to bring us, you know, to the mind of Yah and how Yah is operating. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto, and the kingdom of Yah is likened unto. And we listen to it and resonate it in. And it's more than just mere words. It's nothing flat. It's nothing sterile. It's something of worth. It's something that has weight, something that has a body, something that is, like I said, nourishing. But when Yah made promise to Abraham, as he has made promise, says, this promise is unto you and to all your generations. We have the promise. Those of us have been immersed, filled with the Spirit. We have that gift, that promise in us. We hold fast with confidence and patience and faith. But it says, listen to this. This is beautiful. For when Yah made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater at that time, who else could, you know, be there with him to substantiate this promise? So did he say that he swore by himself? Okay, Most High Yah invested in himself. He said, I will perform this. I will do this. My word, I will let this word go forth, because I know my word will go forth and it will not return unto me void. That is how the construct that the Most High Yah has set forth from his word, from his being. But he swore this. He gave testimony to this, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And it says, and so, after he had patiently endured, talking about Abraham, as we should patiently endure, because if he labored in this and solidified his faith all the way into the end, then that strength, brothers and sisters, is in you of a truth. This thing has been sowed in the Spirit. This thing is there for us to tap into the heritage of. It is part of our inheritance. If perchance you would just believe, that belief is a powerful medium. Many of us would not receive the Holy Spirit unless we have believed that we have received. That was the premise first. Like I told the brother the other day, you remember, you know, you're still seeking after the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now you remember that experience when you were baptized in water. He said, yeah, you remember that feeling? That when you were laid down into the water, how the water overwhelmed you and covered you? I said, yeah. The same is in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Except the immersion is in the Spirit. You need to let go of yourself and immerse yourself in Yah. You need to trust Him and quit questioning the Most High Yah. Because there is things in our lives that is in the background, running in the background, sub-programs in the background that is running interference on you trusting Yah. And you really need to get down to the nitty-gritty and get that program, get that tape running, get that thing taken out of your being. But this is solidified if we would just believe the word of Yah. And if we would believe, we have an avenue of faith When it, and when this faith is set forth, which is the Son of Yah's faith, we know we inherited it from him. Then we have substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope. We are people of hope. The people in the world, they are people of sorrow. And many of us know when we drunk of that cup. Many of us were on the street corner, in the curb, drinking this daily. I know I was. But I have passed from that death unto life. Now I've got to get my mind into thinking and in the construct of life. And this has been taken all the way 20-something plus years. You heard Pastor yesterday saying that, yeah, even, you know, hit this far in his walk, we that's been in this of many days still find wickedness in us. And once we find it, we rejoice. We rejoice that Yah has let us enter into this grace and this mercy to remove this wickedness from us so that, you know, this house has more occupancy for Yah himself. We start seeing, you know, we start searching the house. That's what Passover is beautiful about. Search the house. What is hiding in the nooks and the crannies? What's up in the closets? What's up in the attic? Many of us do deep search of these things that the Most High will allow us to enter into that feast to get these things out of the house. But he's saying, blessing, I will bless thee. Multiplying, he's saying this to Abraham. And after Abraham received it, Abraham walked in it. You know, he heard it from Yah. And after he had patiently endured, he obtained that same promise. But that promise first come to him in words. He did not physically see the promise, but he patiently endured, just as we, the saints of Yah, have grace to do. If we just lay down our life, lay down our ways, lay down our wills, patiently endure and wait. After he patiently, Abraham, he obtained the promise, saying, and if Abraham can do it, I mean, you can too. You don't have to be super, super duper with a SH, super Hebrew on your chest or nothing. Just let go and let Yah. And verse 16 says, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them the end of all strife. But Yah, you know, when he made this proclamation, he secured it by himself. And he confirmed it by himself, because there's no one greater there to, you know, to join with him, because he's one and all. Wherein Yah, willing more abundantly, listen at this, excuse me, wherein Yah, willing more abundantly to show, now listen at this, unto the heirs of promise, the immutability of his counsel. Immutability. This immutability means not transposed, not to be transferred. It was fixed. It was unalterable. Unalterable. Now, as we at that verse, let us, saints of the Most High, as we're in this study, let's go to Romans chapter 4. Hold your place there in Romans chapter, in Hebrews chapter 6. Praise Yah. We're going to Romans chapter 4 on this note. We're going to build. Let's be builders tonight. Hallelujah. As you know, Yeshua was a wise master builder. Hallelujah. And he's teaching us to be builders. Hallelujah. As heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool, what house are we going to build in? What house are we going to build the Most High? Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4, starting at verse 17. Hallelujah. Talking about Abraham. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him who he believed, even Yah, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And it says, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. He patiently endured. Patiently endured. Because you remember when the Most High appeared to him and said, you're going to have an heir, you're going to have a son. And, you know, here's Abraham and Sarai, and they're both looking at their age, well, stricken in years. And here, you know, Most High, you know, saying this is going to come forth. And Abraham and Sarah sitting there looking at their, we. But Yah, who quickeneth the dead, we see, you know, how he showed his great power and his great mercy and his great love unto Abraham and Sarah in this manner, showing that he made alive a dead womb. And saints, you know, when you got time, go back and really meditate on that report in Genesis. Beautiful thing once you start meditating on it with the background, you know, that has come forth, especially through, you know, by Yah through this ministry. Who against hope believed in hope. That's what that was saying. You know, he looking at his own natural body. And have pleasure. Can she have pleasure in seeing that we are old? And I look at that and go, wow. Most High Yah is showing his power and his counsel so deep even in that. It's many times it's often overlooked. But this, you know, he showed it for the heirs. But Abraham, who against hope, believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. And what was spoken? So shall thy seed be. Notice that. And Abraham, it says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Even though, you know, this is apparent, he still believed in hope. Against hope, looking hope in one manner, I don't know, these bodies are old, and Sarah's body is old. He still believed in hope. And because he believed, he received the promise. Now, shouldn't we be of the same heart and the same mind? Shouldn't that be in our construct? It should be, because Yeshua is in you of a truth, unless you be reprobate. This should be part of your testimony. This should be part of your overcoming ability. Receive the word. Receive what is being spoken to you. But Abraham, not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He said he staggered not at the promise of Yah through unbelief. Now, he didn't have no part with unbelief, and we should have no part with unbelief. But he staggered not at the promise of Yah, even though naturally it looked impossible. But with Yah, we got to understand all things are possible. That's part of that trust that we should have in him. That trust that you will put in him That is a treasure in heaven that no thief is going to come and steal. No moth and no rust. Nothing going to come up there and corrupt it in any manner. That thing is secure. That thing is good equity. That is a good place to sow for the world to come. But he staggered not at the promise of Yah through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to Yah. In those circumstances, and like I said, and everything around looked like it was impossible, he still believed in Yah. And being fully persuaded, verse 21, that what he had promised, Yah had promised, he was able to perform. And you better start believing that Yah is able to perform everything that he has testified of in this book, because he could swear by no greater, but swear by himself. And if he can swear by himself, then we are secure. We know Yah can perform. I know he can perform. And because of this, because Abraham walked in this manner, sowed this in this manner, therefore it was imputed unto him, imputed to him for righteousness. Righteousness. This is true righteousness. This was not no self-righteousness, some conjured in himself, but this was righteousness because he believed in Yah. He didn't lean to his own understanding. But he knew that thing that which was said to him, the one that said to him was able to perform it. And then in verse 23, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Savior, our Master, from the dead, and we should have all the testimony when we are immersed in that water, immersed, where we went through that baptismal experience, we incurred death, burial, and then we were raised up out of the water. That was resurrection. The new you come up out of the water. Same thing with the Spirit. Death, burial, to be immersed in the Spirit. It's got to be a death to you, death to your mind, death to your questioning, death to everything. Just believe Yah. Then bury, die. Then let the Spirit come in you and resurrect you. Then you can become a living soul. Quickened spirit. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Savior, from the dead, who was delivered, Jesus, for our offenses. Delivered to death for our offenses, that he could take all that offense, put it on that body, and then put it on the tree and kill it. And then he was raised again for our justification. It's beautiful, 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 beautiful. Because you, Hebrew, saint of the Most High Yah, you got to believe in hope when some things are against hope. Especially like in Mark 13:13 says, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. And we've got to get past this. You, saint of the Most High Yah, not everybody is going to receive you. There and out there is children of the Hasatan, and there's vessels of destruction. Fitted to wrath, vessels of destruction, vessels of wrath, fitted to destruction. Not everybody's going to love you. Not everybody's going to accept you. You've got to receive that in your heart and your mind. Not even your family and them, those of your own household, can become your worst foes. Don't let this test and this trial and tribulation take you away from the love of Yah. Press through, press through, press through. Because I see, you know, this inception of this thing with family, you know, it's always, always there at the beginning of a baby's footstep. I see a lot of saints come into this faith, this thing that is real. And they start experiencing the real war. The veil is pulled off of everything. They start seeing clearly the things around them. But you, the saint of the Most High, don't be troubled. Don't be perplexed. Push on. Push on. Push on. If that natural brother, that natural sister don't receive Yah, it was probably not given to him. Move on. You got a brother, and you got more sisters and more hundredfold more brothers and sisters in the faith that will replace that one. The ones in the faith will be more of a brother and a sister to you. There'll be more of a mother and a father to you in this walk, in this family. They will, Most High Yah will make sure he's made a pledge that he will provide all of your needs according to his riches and glory. But you got to patiently endure. Press through. Press through. Don't give up hope. You want to see the fruit of your hope. You want to see your faith come to life before you. Your faith is his faith. The only faith that we can have is what he has given to us, what he has birthed in us. And we need to water that and nurture it and cleave to it. Because we shall be hated of all men, those that are not of Yah, for his name's sake. But if we endure to the end, we shall be saved. We are kept by the power of Yah through faith unto salvation. And this is ready to be revealed in the last time. And we will receive the end of our faith. We must receive the end of your faith, but you got to get to the end. You got to perform all that the Most High Yah has set forth for you to do. Then the salvation of your soul is sealed. Wherefore, knowing this, saints, knowing that you have this hope, knowing that you have this assurance, let them that suffer according to the will of Yah commit the keeping of your soul. Let according to the will of Yah, commit the keeping of your soul. And we so many times find ourselves committing our minds, our wills, and our emotions to the things of the world, to the things of this life, to the Hasatan, who's all the time there throwing toys in the attic, throwing toys here, throwing disruptions here and distractions there. But let us suffer according, because this suffering is a good suffering. This suffering is a maturing suffering. And this is according to the will of Yah. And we've got to commit our souls to him in well-doing, because he will do it well. He is the author and the finisher of your faith, because he is a faithful creator. Praise Yah. Praise Yah, saints. Again, you know, you remember Zechariah? He prophesied this in Luke chapter 1. Verse 70, it says, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we, the Hebrews, should be saved from our enemies. You hear that? That we should be saved. This is Yah speaking out of the mouth of his holy prophets. This is counsel. This is sure counsel. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Why? Why? Why that we should be saved from enemies and from the hand of them hate? Why? To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. The oath which he swore to our father Abraham, we read that in Hebrews there, that he would grant unto us, his children, the Hebrews, the one that been given to Yeshua, that we, being delivered out of the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteous before him all the days of our life. Now, you soldier, you good soldier of Jesus Christ, I admonish you, therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. It says, now, you as a good soldier, if you're going to war good warfare, you don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. You remember? Your old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Things of this life will be taken care of if you get your mind on his life. Why? Why? Why we get our mind off the affairs of this life? That we may please him and please him who's chosen us to be a soldier. Oh, praise Yah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. I'm going to take a small break here, saints, and we'll be back. We'll be back in the book of Hebrews. We'll continue on here. I'm going to leave you here with our beloved Sister Wenda here just for a little short. I will be back.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Didn't you enjoy? I always like that closing out. Sister Wenda does. She encourages us us and enlightens us to let us know the King is coming. Let us speak these words continually one to another, because this will build up hope. This will build up faith, because He is coming. Oh, hallelujah, saints of the Most High. Yah. Oh, hallelujah. We're back in Hebrews again. Continue on. Chapter 7, verse 17. You know, always, I think Brother Mike in England, he hears me talk about, you know, the verse and chapter thing of the Bible, and he was able to find a Bible, and he purchased it for me, and I thank Yah for my brother there. And then he found me a Bible that don't have the chapters and, you know, and all that disruption, what I call it, that breaking of thought in it. And I was very thankful for that Bible, because that's one thing we need to really, really take in this word and not read it, you know, as in times before. Just read it as a whole. But beside that, you know, again, continuing on with Hebrews 6:17, we're in willing more abundantly to show the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel. He confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, and we remember what mutable means, it can't be, it's fixed and it's unalterable. Will not transpose itself, and it will not transfer. This thing is set forth, concrete, nothing else. That by two immutable things, one, which it was impossible for Yah to lie. I look at that and I say, what? Most High Yah, you have an impossibility? No, I told that somebody one thing. You know, the Most High Yah has an impossibility. And they go, oh, no, He doesn't. You know, I said, yes, He does. You know, you want to know what it is? He's got quite a few impossibilities. What? You know, they were shocked. And I said, yeah, it's impossible for Him to lie. It's impossible for Him to change. And they're like, oh. So it opened up their mind a little bit. It was not nothing that's contrary to Yah, but it is showing the power of Yah, showing His strength and His majesty, showing His immutability. That He will not lie, that we can trust in the Holy One of Israel, that He will not lie to us. And we've got to get that on our hearts and our minds. We really, 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 really need to dig in. A lot of us really need to dig in and really trust the Most High Yah. We don't transfer none of our the destroyed trust that we had with former friends and former relationships, which is a bad, bad, awful thing to do in this walk. That superfluity need not to be in your being. A lot of it should have been purged, especially at the entering of the Feast of Passover. Praise Yah, saints. Praise Yah. But it's impossible for Yah to lie. And because of this, we have a strong consolation. We have this comfort. And we, the heirs of promise, have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope. And we see this set before us. And, you know, we got to remind ourselves day by day, the prize that is set before us. Always when we wake up, Yeshua is before us. We're trying to get home. We're trying to perform the thing which Yah has put in us. We're daily working toward that time when we hear the words, "Thou good and faithful servant, well done." We have this hope. That's why we come together as a family. That's why we commune together. We have fellowship with one another, because we're there to strengthen hope with ourselves. And because we knit this amongst ourselves, we become a tighter bonded family in Him. which he wants, which he loves, which he has no greater joy than to hear that his children walk in this truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is hope? What is this hope he's talking about? Well, you can look at it as hope is maybe a desire of some good. And then an expectation of obtaining it. And then you believe that is obtainable, like we just read about Abraham. Hope, you know, it gives pleasure and joy. We do place confidence in what the Most High YAH says, and he is able to perform it. And hope always has a foundation of trust in it. And we're confident that our Savior will get us home, that he will perform in us that which he has begun. Because we are the heirs of promise. And that's why we lay hold upon the hope. We have heard it. And we desire, just like a brother was asking me yesterday, what is the kingdom going to be like? You know, what is it going to be? I say, hey, just relish in what the Most High YAH is allowing you to have a taste of now. If he's giving you just a taste of now, think of what will it be then when we have new bodies that able to take the fullness of what we just got a taste of. And we have joy, and we have pleasure from the Most High YAH in this manner. Beginning with a little taste now, then that gets us hooked on that which is to come. You know, hey, we can call it a drug that's greater than crack and flaca and cocaine and everything else. This is the true drug. This is the true euphoria. This is the thing that is not manufactured by this world. Whereas, you know, the Hasatan, he has many manufacturings of a lot of things that will bring people to, you know, a temporal state of certain heights. But once it wears off, they're back still at their dead state, corruptible state. But, you know, with YAH, with his spirit and being, you know, sometimes as I, you know, just a euphemism here, being drunk in the spirit. It is a wonderful thing, the joy, the comfort, I do not really have words to really say because it's almost, it's beyond words at times. But we have fled to YAH for refuge. Because we want to lay upon the hope set before us. And this hope we have, it says in Hebrews 6:19, this hope, we really need to look at hope. Because we've just got just one account and another account. But, you know, the first account was Abraham and all that he done. That solidified, you know, what Yeshua would come and do in like manner, what YAH would do. See, Abraham, you know, he set forth, you know, he gave his only begotten son. So what did YAH do? You know, that what happened in the natural. Then what did YAH do in the spiritual to bring this thing into perfection, to make it complete? He gave his only begotten son. See what he had planted in the beginning, the Alpha, and see what he's doing here in the end, the Omega, the first and the last. I hope you know what I'm relaying here is more than just, you know, sterile words. Now, these words should have really, really a rich meaning to you now. And as a teacher, I probably will say them. You'll probably hear me repeat a lot of things over and over and over again. You remember your teachers in the world, in the public schools? The only way that you would actually learn anything, it was because of repetition, the rehearsing of it over and over in your mind. And then you would regurgitate it onto a paper. But this is quite different. Because this now, what is being given to you now, you got to get it into your being, because you're going to take this into eternity. This is going to get you through the trials and the tribulations of the day. This word that you receive will help you to be an overcomer. It will help you to be higher than this world. It will help you to set up hind feet in high places. It will cause you to mount up as wings of eagles, and you will fly, and you will rise above all the temptations and all everything that is trying to drag you down. But this hope that we have, which hope we have as an anchor, this thing is holding us down. It's an anchor of the soul, of our mind, our will, and our emotion. And this anchor is both sure and steadfast. And this hope helps us enter into that within the veil. Within the veil. Amazing at the time that, you know, as we're into this book of Hebrews, we're getting ready now to transpose again into the tabernacle, which Most High has led me to speak on in great depth for you to build up your hope, to build up your faith, to really see that, you know, what the Most High, what he has labored, his labor of love towards you. Now, in same like manner, he wants you to immerse yourself in his labor so that you can have the same labor of love. So we all as a family, all as a closely knit joint unit, can enter into that within the veil. Because we have a forerunner, as it says in verse 20. Whether the forerunner is for a sinner, even Jesus. And as Yeshua, he was made a priest forever after the order Melchizedek. It's amazing that we're back again, you know, in the book of Hebrews, how it's bringing us to remember so many things. It's got to bring the children always back to the remembrance of the Father. We know in this time, in this hour, that the spirit of Elijah is going to bring itself forth. And it's going to manifest, and it's going to administer itself. And this is a time that the children's hearts has got to be turned back to the Father. You children of Yah, turn your hearts to the Father and trust in him, you heirs of promise, because he will not lie to you. He has promised this. He will perform it. You've seen everything in your life up to this point. He has performed. He has not wavered in anything that he said that he would do for you. So you endure hardness as a good soldier. Stay in the fight. You stay under the hand of the Almighty. Stay within his kingdom. Let the laws of this kingdom, precepts and statutes, keep you in the love and the life of Yah. So I'm persuading myself of better things for you. And you saints of the Most High, you beloved of Yah, you persuade each other of better things. We don't need to be persuaded of somebody's faults, shortcomings. We all have them. We know death worketh in us, but we will not speak death, because we have risen above death. We've really got to get in our minds and our hearts that, hey, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Death has no more dominion over us. And why do I say that? Sin has no more dominion over us. As by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. But as one man, grace and life and peace and joy. The first Adam, and we got the last Adam. First that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. You can see how the Most High Yah is bringing this to a perfect, to a complete. He is complete, and he's showing us how complete he is, and he wants us to be a joint heirs of the same completeness. So regenerate that mind. Regenerate that heart. Walk in his love and resist it not. Desire it more and more day by day. Hallelujah. Saints of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. I leave you again with a strong consolation. I persuade you of better things. Till we meet again, Saints of the Most High Yah, on whatever platform, whoever it may be that the Most High Yah will speak through. We are all servants. We are all children. We are all his offspring. And we should rejoice in that. Bless you all, saints. Again, bless you, Brother Paul, again, for posting scriptures. Thank you all, saints, for praying, giving your free will offerings. As you know, this is all for the whole. As it's, you know, it's not the money, not really the money that we give. It's the offering that is established in our hearts always before we give of something at which natural. Before we can give anything natural, we establish it in the spirit first. We have a giving heart that was put into us by his spirit. He shall provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Trust. Whatever you do this week, put your trust. I mean, really, really, really push forward to trust him even the more. Praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. Thank you all. Let us continue to love one another. Let us continue to be beacons and lights in this dark, evil, wicked, sin-sick world. Though there be many that show their hatred towards, we press on. We press on. We look toward our family, our brothers and sisters, and the ones that truly love us. And there is an anchor for our soul. Well, bless you all, saints. Bless you all. Again, I leave you with these comforting words, as beloved Sister Wenda did. The King is coming.